Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Show. It is Thursday, Friday Eve. You know where we are, coming to you live from the Girls Fine and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday. Sports Talk Radio. There's a plethora of stuff to break down today, and we're getting into all of it. Antonio Brown is on the docket today. He has a side of the story. As they like to say, it's his story. So we will talk about that. I will break down all the NFL scenarios, how you get in, who you have to be, what team is in, what team is out. I'm laughing at this scenario where there are teams that I think, do they really want to get in or not? Aaron Rodgers is now calling members of the media a bum because they don't want to vote for him for MVP. What's your opinion on that? Should he win? Should he not? Does his quote-unquote big lie keep him out of the running? We'll talk about that. The Suns, they went on and signed Bismack Biyombo. They got to clear a roster space. Who goes? We'll get into that as well. And my man, Michael Caratino, is coming on. Tell me I was wrong about the Cardinals in their game against Dallas. He'll be on at 1:15. Sports personality here in the Valley. It is the 6th of January. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. I'll open up phone calls as well. The number is 917-889-7828. We'll get into all of that in a little bit. We're brought to you, of course, by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Come down here. Definitely check them out. Let them know the PLR sent you. Get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge. Plenty of places to sit, relax, watch all the games, just completely chill out. They do serve beer and wine so you can get your adult beverage on while you're enjoying. If you're not a member, no worries still. Plenty of great places for you to sit and enjoy. If you can't make it down here at all, just go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Same selection as if you were to walk in, order early enough, and it will ship out the exact same day. All that happens, like I said, at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let's jump right in. I want to get some calls in. I see the lines are loading up. Let's do that first. I see a caller on hold. Thank you for calling. And the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey there. Remember me?
Sounds like my man Lou. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks. But it seems more like that 2022 has picked up where 2021 left off, you know, with all the virus cases and games being postponed and whatnot. It's just like it's seeming it's happening just now at the beginning of the year.
I think it's funny the way the NFL is doing it. You know what? If you don't have symptoms and you're vaccinated, the hell with it. We're not going to test you. We need to get these games
right. That's right.
So basically, they're saying, you know what? The hell with it. The hell with
Speaking
it.
Speaking of unvaccinated, a player who has not been vaccinated, or so he says, made his return to the game last night. Of course, it's being of Kyrie.
Yes. Kyrie made his return last night. Interesting situation. I wonder what's going to give first. Is he going to give in and get vaxxed, or is New York going to bend their rules like they did for practicing? I think it's
New York bends rules.
New York is full of crap. Listen, how do you say the practice place is an office so he can practice, but the gym is a different place so he can't play? That's the stupidest crap I think I've heard in my life.
Look, if anybody knows about the New York area sports scene, it's me, since I've been following it my whole life. So, you know, I think they're going to cave in. But I don't think you're going to see anything cave in until like about maybe February or March, because that's when things should start to go down, you know, with cases and stuff. So probably by then, I think it's going to be better.
Listen, let me tell you something. I believe that states that have, or cities that have such tight regulations, I think it's going to be tough to continue that. And I don't think it has anything to do with numbers going down. Listen, COVID is here. We need to stop saying it's going down. It's here. There's another variant that's forming right now somewhere. And then after that variant, there'll be another variant. It's basically come to the point where we just have to learn how to live with this. And sports makes too much money for them to be concerned. I said this on this show about a year and a half ago. Cats used to play with quote-unquote flu-like symptoms. There's going to come a time where they're going to roll people out with COVID-like symptoms. It's going to happen. It's too much money. It's just... Look, last year there was so many restrictions. This year there are less, outside of San Fran and New York. Canada does its own thing. They're their own country. This country is different. We pack. We will say we're worried about people in New York, but down in Alabama, they'll pack 80,000 in to see a football game.
Right.
In KC, they'll pack 80,000 in to see a football game. In Chicago, they'll pack 80,000. Well, they'll sell the tickets. Not all those people show up. But they'll pack them in to watch a football game. Lou, like I said, I don't want to call it hypocritical, because when you cover sports and you have credentials, privilege is not a right. But when I cover games at the Phoenix Suns Arena, I have to wear my mask at all times, unless I'm eating or drinking or actively eating or drinking. But fans, they just have to wear a mask to walk in. Once they're in, they take it off, and they're sitting closer to the players than the media does. So they're not giving up. They're not saying, hey, look, we're going to put fans two rows back and give up $1,800 ticket sales. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of crazy, what about with Djokovic? I mean, he's in deportation detention right now.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see what happens in Australia with him.
So
They will let us know on Monday. Here's what I find funny. He has yet to say whether he's vaxxed or not. Well, if he was that, he wouldn't be going through this situation. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
No, it takes two of them, actually. Oh. But there's a couple of kangaroos after him, too. Oh, boy.
What I think is funny is the Australian Open said, yeah, you could play. Australia said, wait a second. Hold up a second. Yeah, you can play for them, but you can't come. You can't stay in our country. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we will see what happens. I like to see. I hope they get it worked out, because honestly, I want to see this dude break a record. We keep talking about how great Sampras was, how great McEnroe and Borg and I like
that
to call
ball
him
the machine. Are you nuts?
Look, we like to call all these guys great, but when you stack Djokovic's record and the amount of majors that he's won, he really may be the greatest of all time, especially considering all the surfaces that he's won on. He truly might be.
I'll give you that.
So that's a whole different story. My question is, will she make it to another major and shape enough to finally break the record? That's really, to me, the biggest question.
As soon as she stops doing the direct TV commercials, which, by the way, are not that great.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I just think that age and health catches up with everybody. Yeah, I think age and health catches up with everybody, and it's gonna be tough. As you know, as we like to say, there's a lot of young whippersnappers out there balling right now, and the landscape isn't the same.
Yeah, and 25 years ago, that was us.
25 years ago, I'm only 29. 25 years ago, I was 4.
Nice try. Nice try. For the record, you're younger than I am.
Yeah, well, we don't have to tell everybody that.
Well, right. I didn't say how old. I didn't say how old our age was, though. But
exactly.
All right, so who do you got for Monday night?
Man, I will never bet against Alabama. Throw my money on them all day, every day. I'm not betting on Georgia. Have you seen their quarterback?
Seen Alabama's defense?
I don't really. Look, have you seen Georgia's quarterback? Look, we always talk about who played, too. They only played one really, really good team all year, and it was Alabama. And they got their ass torn out.
Right.
And it's gonna happen again. I'll tell you what. You bet against Nick Saban if you want to, because I'm not. And Bryce Young is the truth.
Okay, to each his own.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Georgia. And they're favorite
You're
right now.
You're going with Georgia. They were favorite
That's
last
right.
time. Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe this time they've wised up.
Yeah. The best way for Georgia to win this game is if Bryce Young comes down with COVID. And from what I understand, Alabama is on lockdown. They're not doing anything. They're literally going from the practice facility to the hotel room, from the practice facility to the hotel room. That's it. No one is getting in. So I'm going with Bama, man. It's time for all those Alabama haters to just face reality. No one recruits better. No one trains better. No one's players get better from their freshman year to their junior year in training, football training-wise, in Alabama. Every year they turn out a slew of defensive backs and linemen in the NFL. Now they're running through quarterbacks. You remember back when they would get quarterbacks like McCarron and they would say, our defense will win it? Yeah, those days are over. Now it's the kid up in New England. Now you got Bryce Young. Now they're rolling out Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks along with running backs. And you can't that's a machine, dude.
Yeah.
That's a machine. They are what I wish my ASU Sun Devils could be.
Yes.
Yep. I'm envious. I'll just say it. I don't give a crap. I'm envious. I'm tired of us going to the Las Vegas Bowl. I don't even go up there to cover it anymore. It should be called the Sun Devil Invitational. Because they only go to 3 bowls. They go to the Las Vegas Bowl, the Sun Bowl, and the Holiday Bowl if they can squeeze out 9 wins. That's it.
The Moon Bowl.
Man, don't get me going on ASU football.
I won't.
So, but that's the story, my friend.
Yep, and we're back with my show this weekend, Saturday, 5 to 7, 3 to 5 your time. And to Milestone, as I start this season 5.
Give your number out one more time.
512-543-4662. 512-543-4662. Won't cost you a cent. Self-respect, dignity, nerve, pride. Nothing important, though.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. All right. Nice to be back, Paul. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of the program. Guess if I'm betting on Alabama or Georgia, I don't even know why I let him finish the sentence. That was the easiest question of the day. Alabama will win. And I know my next guest coming up in a couple minutes, him and I will get into it about Alabama, and he'll talk about their schedule, and he'll talk about all that. They hoist the trophy. Every year, they hoist the trophy. So it's really just that simple. Listen, we'll step away for a couple seconds. We come back. We'll load it up with the one and only Michael Caratenuto. We'll do that right here on The Cave Show with PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Five Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for joining me here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco Cigars with The Cave Show, Sports Talk Radio, every Thursday. You know we do this Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock. Easiest way to find the show is just go to the website, thesportscave.com. Caves with K. Hit the listen live button. And there we are. If you do miss the show, however, we are on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Just to find us at The Cave Show is brought to you by The Sports Cave. Again, always with the K. Download the apps, Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Get the alert when a new show is loaded up and definitely check it out. Listen to one that you missed or just listen to one that you like over and over and over again. That's a little bit of old R&B from a guy if you guys don't know. So, yeah, so the Cardinals won last week. I said they would go 1-2 in their final three. I don't think there's any way they lose to Seattle. They actually have something to play for. So when I give you lines a little bit later, as you know, for the last segment on Thursdays, we give you your betting odds, locks of the week. I've given you the lock of the week for the last 5 weeks. I haven't missed. I will do it again. Last week, though, good Lord, that was a pure crap show with some of the games, some of the covering points. The Jets. Who the hell is the Jets cover against the Buccaneers? We still have Antonio Brown to get into. We still have a lot of stuff to go. Just waiting for Mike Caratino to give us a call. So I'll touch briefly on Aaron Rodgers until he calls in. So there's a writer in Chicago who says Aaron Rodgers should not be the MVP because of all the crap that he's done this year, from the lying about, and it was a lie, lying about being vaccinated, the drama he had when the season started, the first game that they lost. Listen, I am a Chicago Bears fan through and through. If you see me right now, I'm a Chicago guy. Got my Blackhawks shirt on, wearing my Bears hat. I am not a Packers fan, and it's not even close. But if we're being honest, he is the MVP. You can't argue with what he's done with that team. If you take out the first game that was just a crap show and the game that he wasn't there because he had COVID, he's lost one game this year. You can't argue with facts, whether you like someone or not. And I'm real big on outside things should not deter your voting for awards. And I'll repeat that when Antonio Brown is finally out of the NFL and 5 years pass and he goes in for the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer. It doesn't matter. What all that other stuff is irrelevant to what he did on the field. And that's what you base, that's what you base awards off of, what you did on the field. Because if we're going to start saying certain people shouldn't be in or certain people should be pulled out, I'm always going to go back to baseball and say, do we pull out all the racist baseball players before the league integrated or before baseball integrated? If we're going to talk about character, then Ty Cobb shouldn't be in because he was a racist prick. But he's in based on what he did on the field. So you can't go back and have revisionist history, people and the things that they've done. His numbers are there. I heard someone earlier say, well, Burrow should win because he has a better rating and less talent. Oh, okay. His numbers don't match up. His team isn't the best team. The Packers are clearly the best team. They are in a position where they could actually rest Aaron Rodgers. Now, I say plan for about a quarter or a half, stay in rhythm, because they're going to have the bye, and you don't want to go 2 weeks without playing football. But how do you argue with this touchdown to interception ratio? How do you argue with the record? How do you argue with Devontae Adams is already an incredible wide receiver, and with Aaron Rodgers, he's even a better wide receiver. It's just a fact. So when I look at some of this stuff, and I look at what some people are saying, how do you not? Hub Arkish is a Chicago reporter. He's on the Score, and he said that he basically made his mind up before the season started that there was no way Aaron Rodgers would be the MVP. Can't do that. You simply can't do that. But listen, we'll get into that a little bit later because you guys know what time it is.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
On air with me right now, the one and only, my BFF, Michael Caratino, sports reporter, the man himself, sports personality. What's up, buddy? How are you? Go ahead. Tell me I was wrong. Go ahead. Say it. I'll take it early. I'll take my medicine early. I said they couldn't close. They would go 1-2. We both know they're not losing to Seattle, so they'll end up going 2-1. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Let me ask.
No, see, I don't gotta be Grinch like you. I'm good, you know. I mean, you admitted to it, so I'm okay with that. You know, I was hoping the 2-1 would be Indianapolis and Seattle, but you know, hey, either way they stepped up and you know, with guys out on COVID, everybody's had to deal with it. But you know, when you get backups in, guys that aren't starting, of course, they're gonna wanna push a little bit harder, and it also doesn't hurt that obviously Chandler Jones is still on the field. So, but yeah, no, I mean, look, it's the way the Dallas defense has been playing, and again, I mean, the offense looked like it did previous to Washington and the Washington game, and again, whether it's telling more or not, but for the Cardinals, I mean, said until Kyler loses in that stadium, it's his home away from home.
Yeah, he hasn't lost there ever. So Dallas is his place. Dallas is his place. So I don't know if you heard it, but I had a caller on before you dialed in, and he was talking about Alabama and Georgia, and so I do want to start there. Who do you have?
You know, I mean, obviously they play each other once and have to play in the season, because if this would have been a third time, I guess it would really be a toss-up. But, I mean, look, Georgia has to make more adjustments. So, I lean Georgia a little bit. It's not about betting against or picking against Alabama or Saban, this and that, but I just think when you play a team twice and pretty much that closest to each other, I'll lean towards the, you know, that was the mulligan game of the year for that defense. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Alabama does have a talent, but I lean Georgia.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's just do this. Let's just make it simple. I bet you a cigar Bama wins. Let's just do it. Let's just get over with. I bet you a cigar Bama wins.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, now listen. Let me go ahead and get this out, though. Let me go ahead and get this out. I'm not talking about you going in a Circle K buying me a cigar. Okay, because if you go into a convenience store, those aren't real cigars. I'm talking a real cigar. So I want to get that out the way. So a real cigar. If you come up with a Swiss sweet, me and you gotta fight.
Hey, it'll be a special cigar colored with green for the Grinch over there. But
all right, so I gotta ask you, you were up in Vegas for the Sun Devil Invitational, also known as the Las Vegas Bowl. What'd you think? How'd it go? Did you hear anything that would give us hope that they would go, I don't know, 8-4 next year?
You know, you're just you know, you're speaking about the Sun Devils. But, I mean, I don't think anybody in the nation feels it, but that's okay. Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the first half was a little tough, and Wisconsin, you know, in the second half, the defense was able to do some things. And, you know, like I said, a lot of young guys played, so, I mean, I like the fight that they had. I mean, it's the team, Herm's teams are never going to have bad body language or not have fight in them. So, still some, you know, penalties, but... Yeah, I mean, you know what? This year is over, and we're obviously into the new year and on to the next season. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to be as, you know, negative Nancy as you and call things, you know, the Invitational or say eight four. So we'll address that. We'll address that as summer and fall comes up. But I do know I'm looking forward to the game at Oklahoma State next year. I'll tell you that.
I am too. Actually, you know what? That's a trip I actually might make. I might actually go out to Stillwater for that game. So,
wow.
I'm with you.
We can travel together.
Yeah. Listen, you like to travel via car, man. I'm getting on a plane to go to Oklahoma because
Stillwater.
I'm just making sure because I've driven through New Mexico enough in a lifetime because that has to be. And people from New Mexico, I don't know if I have listeners there. But that is one of the ugliest states in the world to drive through. It is long, it is boring, and there is nothing in New Mexico.
Well, I mean, Texas is a long state to drive through, so.
Yeah, but there's stuff in Texas. But there's stuff in Texas.
Well, I mean,
there's nothing.
Right, I mean, yeah.
You know, I once drove from here to Denver, and where they draw the state line, they hoodwink New Mexico. Because literally, as soon as you drive to pass the sign, it says, "Welcome to Colorado. It gets pretty." So, we're definitely flying out. Definitely flying out.
Nice.
So, Cardinals, nice. give me a preview this week. They play Seattle. Seattle really has nothing to play for. Is this are the Cardinals going to be mentally ready? Because if they win and the Rams lose, they win the division.
Right, and they're the number 12. They'd be the number two seed. So, you know, I mean, I think they will be. I know Seattle would love to play, obviously, spoiler. You know, I do think that it being a division game, you know, there can be a little madness. I just wonder, you know, from a Seattle standpoint, and granted Wednesday, so we'll see. I mean, first day of practice and stuff, but, you know, is Russell Wilson even going to play? You know, on that whole angle. But, I mean, from a Cardinals standpoint, you have to think that, like, you're getting, you know, obviously, and I talked about it last week, and I know you know the difference, but, I mean, you saw the difference that Rodney Hudson made up the middle. I mean, no disrespect to Garcia, but, I mean, he's not Rodney Hudson playing center. So, it's you know, that did make a difference. The Cowboys got some pressure-ish, but they didn't rush, you know. If you give Kyler Murray the edge, as we know, there's not too many people in the NFL. I mean, maybe Lamar Jackson can catch him, but Lamar Jackson don't play defense, as you and I both know. So there's not too many defenders that, if he gets even with them on the edge, that they're making the play. So, you know, that's the advantage. It'll be interesting to me, though, Paul, to see, like, again, he's got it coming back off COVID. I know Kennard and, Golden back off COVID. So it'll be interesting to see, them back in the lineup, obviously, and the defense being a little bit fuller. But at the same time, you know, if they have a lead, how long, you know, Cliff plays this guy for? Because inevitably it's going to depend on – yeah, yes, they do need to win, and I get that. I mean, well, a win would win them the division. Obviously, they're in the playoffs. But that being said, you know, the Niners have had the Rams' number. I know a lot of Cardinals fans are banking on that. Plus, the Niners are playing to get into the playoffs. So, we know.
Well, and the games are the same time. So, it's not
right,
like
right,
either team
too,
can
so,
rest. So,
right,
they're
exactly
the same time.
Right. So, I think, you know, I not for Cardinals fans, but I mean, I picked the Niners to win that game. I just think until, you know me, I mean, I might be a game late. Not that I would, you know, bet the house on it, but, you know, five in a row against the Rams and the Niners would seem to have their number. I know the whole Jimmy Garoppolo question and if he's going to be able to play and, you know, how effective he'll be. But at the same time, I mean, Cardinal fans definitely would love to see, you know, the Niners win, give them the two division title and the two seed. And it would be, you know, and then I think they would be, they would have to, but I think the crazy thing is that, oh no, 17, well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to get all the math tiebreakers, but if they're playing the 17, so they'd either be playing, well, the Rams would be 5, so they'd either be playing the Niners or the Eagles, depending on outcome, because they know the 6-7 teams that are in. So it's just, they'd either be playing the Niners, another division team, which, okay, take that at home, or the Eagles at home, which I think would take, even though, yes, the Eagles have, unfortunately, it makes you want to vomit to say this, as you know, they have improved and they do look better defensively. They've, you know, they've got healthy-ish, and I know they have, and in saying that, too, I know they have some guys that had hit the COVID list on Monday or Tuesday. So, I mean, look, a lot has to play out. The Cardinals fans just want to hear the need to take. I mean, yeah, should they beat Seattle with the way Seattle's played? Absolutely. A division opponent in any division, but especially in this division, spoiling somebody's season. Because, what, the Cardinals a few years ago, remember under Arians, went up there and the Cardinals finished 8-8 that year. And Seattle was going into the playoffs, and the Cardinals was kind of like put a damper on their last game of the season, you know? So,
well, remember
Seattle to win that, but I'm also thinking the Cardinals are definitely the better team and should take care of business.
Well, remember, the Niners don't have to win. I have all these crazy scenarios in front of me.
Well, yes,
and
it's
technically,
it's
the Saints lose,
right,
the Niners are in anyway. And they all play at the same time, too. So,
Honestly, the NFL got that right.
Are you betting Atlanta to beat New Orleans?
Are you really
betting on
Atlanta to beat New Orleans?
Dude, I wouldn't bet on Atlanta to beat Dobson Heisman, to be perfectly honest with you, dude.
I have
no faith. Atlanta is the screw-you team of the NFL. If you bet on them to win, they lose. If you bet on them to lose, they cover, but they still lose. So, Atlanta is straight garbage. Matty Ice, his time is up.
Oh.
Time for them to move
on.
It's true. Matty Ice is done, dude. He's washed.
I don't disagree. I don't agree. I don't fully agree.
You don't fully agree. That means you do agree. Let me ask you a question. Online on the Cave Show PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. All right, so we had a situation last Sunday. Antonio Brown has happened again. Now, he's officially, finally been cut by the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He's been releasing texts and Instagrams all morning. I don't know if you got wind of them, but he's gone from his ankle, his foot, he has to have surgery. He's had I guess a bone spur or bruise or whatever. He's saying that when Arians gave him the "you're done" with the throat slash, he thought he was cut there. He says he was too injured. Obviously, he didn't handle that well. Everyone knows you just go in the blue tent, and if you can't play, then you can't play, and it's a wrap. At first, and I'm still leaning towards, look, this guy has mental issues that has to be worked out. But I'm also hearing from a lot of people that cover in that area and that a little bit closer to the situation I am, saying, dude is just not a good dude to begin with. I mean, I've heard stories where he's promised to go to football camps from other NFL players, and he didn't show up. Or he's demanded first-class trips, or he's demanded this, and just not a good dude. What's your take on AB, and do you think next year rolls around, someone starving for a talented Hall of Fame wide receiver, does he get a call?
The latter, I mean, you know, talent outweighs all, and as long as it's not a legal issue, to me the answer would be yes. The former, look, I mean, I've seen stuff break back and forth. I thought the most interesting thing when it first broke, and somebody thought that he wanted to go into the game and that they weren't putting him in because he was like 8 catches shy of like a $300,000 bonus. I know you saw all that stuff, and most people have, like, you know, and how teams have kind of screwed guys before and like not putting him in or making sure the ball's not going their way or whatever, you know. But then it became down to if his ankle was really injured, is that, well, obviously he was just in the game. Like, yes, he may have not felt right. So from that side of it, like, I'm always going to side with, you know, the player. Yes, the way he went off the field, people were like, well, he was jumping. I'm like, no, he wasn't, like, doing backflips. He was going sideways. And I go, it's not really too much strain on an athlete of that caliber's ankle. If he does need surgery and he's injured, yes, it obviously makes the Bucks look bad, as we know. Does AB have issues? Now, look, if he does have mental health issues, yes, the guy definitely should get some help. But, I mean, he did this. He got out of Oakland this way. We don't know how many times – I mean, it came to the forefront in Pittsburgh when he finally – when he blew up on the sideline and with the one coach and was pissed off at Ben. And then, you know, videotaping. And we don't know how many fires Mike Tomlin had to deal with in the past, you know. And if Antonio Brown does need some form of help, again, we know mental health issues aren't a joke, but he should be a center that help. But your behavior in certain ways doesn't show that it's a mental health issue, to your point. You know, I mean, like you said, I mean, in Pittsburgh, he really, you know, and then when he says, oh, you know, I don't, you know, need this money, this or that, and they're acting like this, it's not about the money. And then he, you know, shows up in Pittsburgh. I know one year when they came into training camp, he had rented like a 30s Rolls Royce or something like that. He rolled up in, and then and then the year after, he showed up in a helicopter, you know, with his family, and he like helicoptered in to training camp and stuff like that. Like, the guy's been flamboyant. That, okay, fine. Somebody wants to have that kind of style, money, whatever. But, you know, how he acted at the end in Pittsburgh, how he acted at the, obviously getting out of, you know, Oakland before they moved to Vegas, you know, maybe butting heads with, you know, John Gruden, this and that, but how he acted then, he forfeits that money, and then, you know, he gets signed, plays one game for the Patriots, as everybody knows, before the legal issues come up. So I'm not going to say there's not anything there. I think both sides are to blame. I think if a player at that caliber and that level, I mean, if you're coaching, Paul, and I come up to you and you know me saying, look, I don't, you know, I got to get checked out, I don't feel right, and they're saying, no, just get back in the game. I mean, that's kind of like barbaric, you know, 80s and 90s stuff that led to the lawsuit.
Right.
So, and
right.
I'm not saying the Bucks did that. Like you said, we're further away from it. People that I've talked to, you know, in that area-ish as well, you know, they just said, yeah, you're obviously just saying, you know, he's, we're not talking. I mean, they're tight-lipped, so they don't have to talk about it. People can ask the questions, but, again, there's blame on both sides, and I'm just saying, like, obviously ankle much different than, you know, CTE and concussions, but it is barbaric if they're just saying, you know, oh, just get back in there, and we checked out. They have their little, you know, disagreement, shouting match, and he leaves. So, yes, it does. To that point, it does look bad to leave on a team, you know, coaches and an organization. You know, that's one thing, but to walk out on, you know, your teammates like that, that's, I know, rubs a lot of people the wrong way, and they just want to call him crazy. So I'm not going to sit there like say and call him crazy. Like you said, there's things to unwrap either way, but for him, I mean, 100% not a good look, but like I said, talent-wise, you're telling me next year you're running a team and you lose your, you know, say you lose your number two receiver, you know, in training camp, and Antonio Brown's there. Like, of course you're going to take a shot. If he has no legal issues, you're going to see how healthy he is. You're going to take a shot at him because you can win games with him.
Here's where I think the problem is, and I go back to a lot of players with this. I'll even go back to Vontaze Burfict with this. Sometimes your talent doesn't allow people to tell you no and push you back.
Right.
I think a lot of his behavior was let go because of his talent. You have to have people in authority tell you no and push back. And what I think happened is Pittsburgh allowed him to get away with a little, then a little more, then a little more. And then it gets to the point where you're like, dude, you're just not worth it anymore. Well, then he goes somewhere else, and he gets on his team. Cold burns his feet, didn't want to be in Oakland. Then, like you said, he gets to New England. Tom Brady loves the dude. So
right.
When you have him in your corner, it helps. There's just a right and wrong way of doing things. the one thing we know about pro sports is there's always a GM and a coach that says, well, I can change him. Dude, you can't change. You can't change the way someone is. If it's mental health, that's a different issue. But a person with a bad attitude, you can't change. You can't. It's like dating a stripper. Can't stop her from being a stripper. That's what she is. That's what she does. So when you go in and say, oh, you know what? If I date her, she'll stop stripping. Well, no, it's not going to happen. You're not going to change the person. The person will change when they want to change. And there's nothing that says he wants to change. There was a right and wrong way to leave that game. Take it off. Look, Mike Evans tried to get him to calm down, and he would. So I don't want to say he's done, but I think there's certain bridges you can burn. When he got to Oakland, he burned that bridge, and Tom Brady co-signed him. I think if you can't play with the greatest who co-signed you, I just don't think he's coming back. I think that's a wrap because Tom Brady co-signed for him twice.
Well, and to extend on that too, like, yeah, I mean, Brady, but, I mean, like I said, you leave on your team, it's the whole teammate. So your new set of teammates are probably not going to be welcoming with, you know, thrilled and open arms. I mean, you know, they're adults, they're professionals, whatever you want to say. But, yeah, no, I mean, like I said, that part I don't agree with, but it's you said it right there, though. There's a GM and a coach that'll be like, well, we need him, but we'll get him in first and we'll talk to him and, you know, we're not going to tolerate certain things. And, you know, that's when you, you know, negotiations are, you know, a little bit of a stall. But I'm with you on that. I mean, like Mike Evans, he should have just said, you know what, going in the blue tent and then don't come out.
Yeah. You know what, though? I will say this. Whenever someone says to me, I don't need the money, I cry bullshit because everybody needs the money. Look, Bill Gates is still making money. It's not like Bill Gates is saying, you know what, I'm done. I divest everything. I don't want any more money. I'm good. Everybody wants more money. Have you ever walked in a car dealership and the guy says, well, I'm going to lose money on this deal. Dude, walk out.
No.
You want to do business with someone that's losing money? So I cry BS every time someone says they don't need the money. Yeah. Plus, if you're tricking off money the way he does, you need money. A lot of these guys don't realize. I'm being serious. It's not like AB has a bunch of endorsements to fall back on. So you can't spend money like it's water and then not make money and say you don't need money. It's
right.
I don't buy that. So that's where I get lost with that. I hate that phrase. Well, I don't need the money.
Send it to me if you don't need it. Yeah, that's what I say. Send it to me if you don't need it.
Exactly. So, believe in Pac-12 hoops. When does that get rolling? When can people start checking you out?
Not this Friday, but next Friday. I'll have the next episode back up. So, yes, we'll get rolling. It's kind of a bummer, obviously. Everybody saw with ASU, and unfortunately, again, COVID protocols. But, yeah, no Arizona game Saturday. Washington game this week, but also no Arizona game. And I was I'm a little bummed about that. But these are the times that we're in, so we just got to roll with it.
The good part is, since there are no ASU basketball games, we can't lose.
How did I know?
I guess we'll take it as a win, right? Let's be honest. I'm watching games all over the country last weekend, and it's like every school has a guard from ASU playing for them. Who didn't go in the transfer portal? You're laughing, but I'm being serious. I mean, look, Mike. Let's be real. It can't be all those guards. And I'm not saying Bobby's doing a bad job. No, he got him to 3 tournaments in a row, and then COVID hit. But how do you lose all those guards? All of them? Four of your guards went in the transfer portal.
Right. I know.
That's an issue.
You know, I mean, granted, Holland was only here for a year, but Remy, you know, whether he was going to go pro and then decided to come back, and he hit the portal and obviously was Jalen House. Again, you know, maybe certain things fell out of, they, you know, disagree with Bobby, and, you know, they have choices. And again, not that, you know, like you said, not that I blame him or their fault. You know, it's, in this day and age of the transfer portal, again, if people are, you know, whether it's coaches saying, oh, maybe you should enter because their feelings are hurt, or players, you know, their feelings are hurt and they're going to enter the transfer portal. It's, you know, obviously it's here to stay, as you and I know, and it's changed the game. So, yes, you're going to, you know, I was surprised, obviously, but, I mean, not so much about Remy because, you know, he was checking the draft stuff and then decided to come back and, you know, Bobby couldn't. That one, you know, people, it is tougher to swallow. People could understand, like, okay, well, you can't just sit and wait if he ends up going pro, but if he does come back and even if he's in the portal, they could still take him back. I would say it's concerning, but it's happening everywhere too. So I just
don't do that. Don't let ASU off the hook.
It's happening everywhere.
Because
it is happening.
But when you lose, Kentucky's not losing all their guards. Kansas isn't losing all their guards. Tucson Tech isn't losing all their guards. ASU is losing all their guards with a guard as a head coach. There's obviously an issue. Look, I'm just going to say it. People want to tell me that I'm wrong and anything happened. Remy Martin is not an NBA player. He's not. He's a European player. Let's just be honest. So him going to the draft and then going to the portal and going over to Kansas, what has Remy Martin done in Kansas that he didn't do at ASU? Let's just be honest. He's a very good college player. And if he's the heart if he was the heart and soul of the team and he voluntarily left, there's got to be something there, a little bit, something. I mean, am I the only one that sees that?
I just told you, I'm not saying there's not, and it's not about letting anyone off the hook easily. My point is, though, with the transfer portal, I mean, there was like over the number for the portal was ridiculous. I mean, across all sports, I think there was like, I said over like 850 athletes, and I might be undercutting it, like in the transfer portal. So it's like, again, I'm not saying it's not a concern, but I'm saying to you, like, with this option, I just think whether players, you know, get rubbed the wrong way or coaches get rubbed the wrong way or kind of like, guiding them through the portal, whatever. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, but you know that it could be a million different things. And especially in this day and age where, you and I have always kidded around saying, you know, every generation says the generation behind them is softer and, you know, weaker, this and that. And whether, you know, they just – not that they're not practicing hard or working hard, but if they just feel like, oh, I should be getting more of this or I should be getting more of that, they can jump ship, and they know it. And, you know, coaches can do it. They had to do something because you and I have had this conversation. I don't so much disagree because everyone that says, you know, the NCAA's online used to be like, well, you know, you should be signing for, you know, the school and, you know, what fits you, you know, academically.
Well,
you're going to play for a coach. You're going to play. Exactly. No, you and I agree on that. We've talked about that. Like, you're going to play for a coach in a program. So the coach recruits you, and then he jumps ship, and then you can't go anywhere, but you can transfer. But you have to sit out a year and this and that. I mean, it's a joke. So the transfer portal definitely, and again, I'm all for it. I just think, and again, if an athlete is wrong or if a coach feels like they brought somebody in and they're not, you know, working up to standards, then yes, everybody needs to have a powwow and sit down. But, you know, just kids jumping ship because, oh, well, they're not yelling at me or they're not, you know, letting me practice like I did when I was, you know, in high school or whatever. Like, I get it. So there's always circumstances, but, you know, I've heard coaches say that, you know, of kids that have transferred, like high school coaches say, like, yeah, like they would talk to me and I'm like, oh, the coach doesn't like me. But you realize they offered you a full scholarship. Like, you do have to work.
Yeah,
like, you worked when you were here, but you're at the next level. You have to work more. So that is, like, one side of it. But, you know, I'm all for, like I said, kids getting a transfer. The coach leaves and they came there for that, cool, man. I'd enter the transfer portal, too.
I'm with you. All right, time has us tell everyone where they can check you out.
Well, yes, you can hit me up on Twitter at Diablo00 if you want to, you know, pick on Mr. Sun Devil Invitational and Mr. 8-4, the Grinch over here, who is my, you know, BFF, but he definitely tries to bring me down. But when I'm right, he just, you know, he smiles and gives me a hard time. But no, hit me up on Twitter at Diablo00, like I said, not this Friday, but next Friday I have an episode of Believe in Pac-12 Hoops, obviously covering what happened in the non-conference play and conference play with COVID and how it's going to change the season and what it means for the, you know, top part of the Pac-12. And unfortunately, U of A is up there. They are up there and they are looking pretty good. So it'll be fun. We'll keep it fun, and I'll probably have Homer ASU over here come on too one of these episodes, and he can talk about the whole Pac-12 and make fun of ASU.
All right, buddy, that's my man, the one only, fresh from Vegas, the Sun Devils Invitational, the one only Michael Caratino, my BFF. All right, buddy, appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right, man, we'll do it. That was the one only Mike Caratino, the biggest ASU homer ever. Trust me. He is the biggest ASU homer ever. Look, I'm a Sun Devil too. I just like to err on the side of what my eyes are telling me. All right, enough of that. Time to put the money in your pocket. NFL plays on Saturday. Chiefs go to the Broncos. The last week of football is the worst week of football to bet on. There are a lot of teams that have nothing to play for. So bet on games where teams have a reason to play. Chiefs go to the Broncos. Chiefs could end up with the best record in the AFC with the win and a loss by Tennessee. They have something to play for. They are 11.5-point favorite over the Broncos. That is a lot of points. Broncos have a good defense, but they have Drew Lock playing quarterback. Drew Lock is good for losing games. Take the 11.5, roll with the Chiefs. Eagles host the Cowboys. Okay, so here's what Dallas does. They win all their conference games, and they lose to everybody else. The Eagles are actually good, but the Eagles really have nothing to play for. They cannot improve their standings and the wild card. Take Dallas, take the 5, because that's what Dallas does. They beat up teams in their division. Bengals go to the Browns. The Browns are favored by 6. Let me repeat that. The Browns are favored by 6. Baker probably will not play, which is probably why they're favored by 6. Cincinnati has something to play for. Take that cover all day. Jump on it now before the line changes. The Bengals are going to flat out beat the Browns. The Packers and the Lions. I will tell you something about the Lions. They suck, but they play hard. And I don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Green Bay favored by 3.5. Not comfortable with that one. Wait until game day before you bet this game. If Aaron Rodgers plays, take 3.5, take the point. If Aaron Rodgers does not play, take Green Bay to probably win, but not cover. Washington and the Giants. I don't know who the hell wants to watch that game. The Giants are god-awful. They're a 7-point dog at home, and that's being generous. Take Washington if you just are a degenerate gambler. Their favorite, go with it. Colts go down to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. They were terrible before they fired their coach. They're terrible after they fired their coach. Indianapolis, something to play for. It's a lot of points. That's like Bama playing Vandy. It's pretty much Bama playing Vandy. Go ahead and take the Colts and all those points. Believe it or not, the Ravens can still make the playoffs. They need a whole bunch of crap to happen. Pittsburgh can still make the playoffs. They are favored by 6. Wait on this game. Find out if Lamar is playing. If Lamar is playing, go ahead and take them to cover. Pittsburgh won last week, Ben's last game at home, and they were playing Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Wait on this game. If Lamar plays, takes Baltimore. If Lamar doesn't play, take the Steelers to cover. Titans play the Texans. Tennessee, something to gain. Texans, nothing to gain. Take Tennessee, take the points. And the who cares game of the day, even though the Saints have something to play for, the Saints and the Falcons, I would rather go shopping with my wife than watch this game. New Orleans is favored by 4.5. They'll cover. They have to win to get in. They need a lot of help, but I would take them in that game. The Jets play the Bills. Bills are going to rest a lot of people. They can't really improve their position. They're favored by 16. Jets played the Bucs close last week. That was a farce, but the Bills are going to rest people. As much as I can't believe I'm saying this, take the Jets and the points. 16 is a lot to give for a team that has nothing to play for. Rams are playing the Niners. Briefly talked about it earlier. The Rams can win a division. The Niners are hurting everywhere. Garoppolo earlier today said his thumb still hurts. That guy is hurt more than Derrick Rose. I'm going to tell you, go ahead and take the Rams. Take the points. The Rams are going to pull this through. Something to play for. Pats, Dolphins. Dolphins are eliminated. Miami usually gets a lot of teams when they come down here because you want to get loose. It's COVID. Don't believe it. Patriots are covering this game. 6.5 points. Buccaneers play the Panthers. Have you seen the Panthers play? I don't need to say anything else. Tampa Bay will cover by 8. Chargers and the Raiders. This game is funny. Both teams can get in with the tie. They should decide to just take a knee. Every time the ball is snapped, take a knee. They both get in. That way you don't have to worry about a team losing and being out. Chargers are favored by 3 in Las Vegas. Have you seen Justin Herbert play? Everyone says how great he is. I agree. But, God, they lose games they should win and win games they should lose. Go ahead and take the Chargers. I say that really begrudgingly. Cardinals play Seattle. Seattle's terrible. Cardinals have to win that game. I would take them, and I would take the points. Cardinals to cover. I always save the Bears game for last. Justin Fields is in COVID. They're going to start the Red Rifle, Red Rocket, Red whatever you want to call them. Minnesota stinks. Neither team is going nowhere fast. Go ahead and take Minnesota to win this game and cover. There are your picks. My lock of the week, the Buccaneers. Go and make some money the last week of football in the NFL. Segment brought to you by Scout and Sullivan Wine Consulting, Tina Calhoun. Phone number 602-410-4821. Tired of wines with preservatives, sugars, additives? Get with her wine done the correct way. Scout and Sullivan Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us like you do every single week. Don't forget tonight, ladies' night. Come on down, enjoy lots of specials. Going on 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get on down here and check them out. Callers, thank you for calling in. Michael Caratino, thank you for hanging out with me today. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with the K. Download us on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Until tomorrow, everyone, thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, we're coming to you live from Maduro's every single week, 10% off. And you let them know that PLR sent you down. Until tomorrow, everyone, be safe, enjoy, make sure you take care of each other. As we do all the time, let you know, temps, bring us home. Thank you.
We'll be right back.